Hello, and welcome to my AudioMo Day 24, almost at the end of Day 24. It's about 30 minutes till midnight. My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter. I-V-A-N-F-E-T-C-H. Tonight I was just reflecting on the amazingness that sometimes old memories, as in 20, 25 years ago, memories can be dumped back into your present consciousness with such detail, kind of like a photo album falling out of a bookshelf, opening to a random page. And not only are those memories interesting and the level of detail that you realize exist and that have been stored in your brain this whole time, also the triggers of those memories are often fascinating. I just had one this evening. I'll give you a quick example. I was dozing off a little bit, and we've got a fan right now sitting in our bedroom pulling some cool air in from other air-conditioned rooms. And as I woke up from probably a minute worth of dozing, I hear that fan as I'm coming back into more consciousness. And it parallels with this trigger of a memory from when I was probably 12 years old or so, and we would have sleepovers with these friends across the street from us. And they happened to have a fan often running up in their bedrooms area. There is nothing special about that memory, except I found it fascinating that the noise of this fan today happens to trigger that memory of, oh yeah, we used to sleep over with these guys and they had fans. I think it would be fun to somehow flip through the catalog of memories and maybe even see the triggers. I think it's amazing the things that we tend to associate with a memory like that. Some of them are obvious. Everybody talks about music or smells being very powerful triggers. I think sounds are, of course, as well. Perhaps the reason why the fan is a trigger to this sleepover memory is because it was also hot at the sleepover, and I'm kind of warm sitting here tonight trying to get to sleep. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.